Chancellor of Al-Azhar University of Islamic Sciences has welcomed a fatwa or verdict issued by Iran's leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, which bans any insult to the companions of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his wives. Ahmad Al-Tayyib said in a statement that the fatwa was prudent and timely and would help ram the door shut to seditions. He further said, quote, I received the blessed fatwa with appreciation.
The Al-Azhar University has welcomed the fatwa which came from Ayatollah Khamenei. It bans insulting Prophet Muhammad's companions and wives and can help forge unity.
Some comments have always been a source of controversy and dispute between Shia and Sunni Muslims and barred them from forging a robust unity against their common enemies, unlike a multitude of commonalities.
The fatwa issued by the Iranian leader and the statements from Azhar commending it not only brings Muslims together more in unity, but at the same time makes it more challenging or difficult for those who wish to create internal conflict among Muslims.
Western media have kept mum on the fatwa, but the Egyptian public and the media have welcomed the brave move on part of Iran's leader.
The fatwa has come at the right time. It was a wise move and will certainly help maintain unity among Sunnis and Shias.
When I heard about the fatwa, I was really excited. The verdict has come from an important leader, and when he issues a fatwa, it will certainly end any dispute that might harm Muslim unity.
Ayatollah Khamenei says Western powers are trying to widen differences between Sunnis and Shias in order to divert attention from the Palestinian-Israeli conflict. He says, quote, the enemies of Islam want to create discord among Muslims, so having unity is the most important need of the Islamic world in the 21st century. Mai Kamel, Press TV, Cairo.